mentioned before that in the previous session that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited his prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. And what was the purpose of inviting him? For sure we don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophet, they know best. But what Grand Sheikh said is that there is a huge treasure, and that treasure has to be given to someone. Allah doesn't need the treasure for himself. Allah is the creator. He keeps creating treasures. So these treasures that are continuously created has to be given out for the benefit of a human being. And who is the one that can keep these treasures in trust? Not everyone, but one. That one is the seeds of Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. That's why it is very important to understand that behind every movement and step of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are wisdoms, not one wisdom, wisdoms, infinite number of wisdoms. If awliyaullah, it is said from their sayings, from Grand Sheikh sayings and Maulana Sheikh sayings and awliyaullah sayings, that if a wali scratched his face like that, at least the minimum, there is 12,000 wisdom. If that wali moves his finger like that, there is 12,000 wisdom at least. They don't move anything, because like someone when enter into a cold weather, from a hot weather, what happened? He will be shaking, and then if that cold weather continue, what happened? He will freeze. He cannot move forward or move backward, he's frozen. Forget about snow or ice or cold weather. If someone sees in front of him suddenly something beyond imagination, he will freeze. Is that?
No.
Psychologically, you are doctors. No. What will happen to them?
They will freeze.
No movement. They are stunned with what they are seeing. Their tongue is no way can say anything. When awliyaullah enter in that presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are frozen from what they are seeing of secrets. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter with and bring he brings with him awliya Allah in the divine presence, they are like frozen. Awliya Allah, they freeze. That freezing is like no movement, complete submission. You are stunned. You cannot. It's so something immense that changing everything they knew before. Whatever they have learned before, when they enter the Divine Presence, everything they learned before has to be dumped. There is no comparison with what they are now receiving and what they have learned through different kind of teachings. And that's why we say that knowledges that is spread between people today is like kindergarten. But heavenly knowledges is what the aim of Awliya Allah, to guide their followers. They want them to go there. They want them to reach that level. They want them to raise their student to their levels, to be able to be frozen there. What they can say? When a wali enter in that presence, what he can say? Nothing. Because that interesting knowledge, that living knowledge, that living experience, that living example, that living level is a livelihood level that continuously keep you in full, not 99%, but full ecstasy and pleasure that you cannot see better or more than this pleasure except in that Divine Presence, that pleasure is increasing continuously as these knowledges are appearing through the manifestations of heavens, of paradises, of wherever angelic source of manifestation that Allah will manifest on you. On top of that, the appearances of His beautiful names and attributes, that they appear and begin to overtake you, you feel that rasha.
Shivering.
Shivering of ecstasy. That shivering. You will be feeling that you don't want anything else from dunya. You want only that shivering of that pleasure, heavenly pleasure, that will be opened in that Divine Presence. That what Awliya Allah are after. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was invited, Allah want to give him these treasures to give to the Ummah. Not to hide it, because Allah doesn't need it. Allah is creating it. What for? It's for Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's for the Ummah to follow it up. And that's why he said, may Allah bless his soul. When Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was invited and he was approaching more and more until he reached a level with Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot go farther. This is my limit. I cannot move. The wisdom, the hidden wisdom, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the hidden treasure. Whatever there are of these divinely treasures that Allah created from the level of Jibreel and Wamadun and
below.
And below, wherever that level that Sayyidina Jibreel reached its highest, and he cannot move forward, wherever there are of knowledges and treasures from first paradise to the level of Sayyidina Jibreel, to that level, Allah wants to give to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much there are of realities, how much there are of secrets of the soul and the spirit, and that's why in that level, at the level of Sayyidina Jibreel there, you can differentiate not below, but at the level, there are three levels here. The level that below Sayyidina Jibreel, the level that Sayyidina Jibreel in, the level that it is above Sayyidina Jibreel. In the level that Sayyidina Jibreel in, there you can differentiate between soul and spirit. It's completely different. The meaning of spirit is different, the meaning of soul is different. Below Sayyidina Jibreel, spirit and soul, people understand it is the same. They say sometimes our spirit, sometimes our soul, sometimes inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we are from Allah unto Allah, we are going back to that ocean of power. We mix between the soul and the spirit. But in the highest level, in the level of where Sayyidina Jibreel is standing in that paradise, the meaning and the difference between the soul and spirit is changes. Above that, there is a level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first to give him the level from Jibreel and below. Then to give him the knowledge of the level of where Sayyidina Jibreel is. Then to give him the level of Sayyidina Jibreel and above. These three different levels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver to him, to give to him, saying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved servant, that I am giving to you in a trust. You hold it. So whatever is from Jibreel and Wamadun and below, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shared it to the Ummah. That's why we say Sayyidina Jibreel is bringing the wahi, the revelation. From his level and below, all the way comes to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared that knowledge, gave. But in the level of Sayyidina Jibreel and higher, no. That's not opened. That needs pavement of the, what you say, of the road. That needs special containers that can contain that, that they can understand that knowledge. What Sayyidina Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi wrote, which azhal al-ulama, astonished scholars, not astonished people, normal people, astonished scholars. What Sayyidina Jalaluddin Rumi wrote, astonished scholars, not normal people, is like a drop of an ocean. That Awliya Allah, those who are in the golden chain, are keeping that knowledge into this turbine. And that turbine is rotating in a very high speed. That rotation is producing all these different, they say that there are turbines for water in order to create this energy from water for this huge turbine. They make these engines to run. As they are running, they are creating energy. That as this turbine, Awliya, the Wali is a turbine by himself. Don't look at a Wali as a normal person. Look at him as a turbine, always in motion, non-stopping. As he is in that motion, non-stopping, he is generating knowledge. From the knowledge that it's coming into his turbine. Because these knowledges are coming to these Awliya Allah. They go inside that, the heart of that Wali. His heart is like turbine moving and producing according to what we can understand of energy. Means not energy, but realities that everyone take according to the container of his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give this to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he gives him in three different levels. The first level, he gave all the ummah dun maqam Jibreel, below the level, the status of Sayyidina Jibreel, the station. كم يوجد من الحقائق, how much there are of realities, he gave it all in one shot. And Prophet ﷺ received it in one shot, but he was able to differentiate it completely in one shot. He had understood everyone, every knowledge separate from the other, without one interfering with the other in one shot. Means in one moment he was able to understand and to be filled with all this knowledge, and one knowledge does not affect the other. Everyone he was knowing by itself. It is easy. Today they, for these boxes, this digital receivers, you receive hundreds and thousands of channels in the same time. How is that receiver can decode them, all of them, in the same moment you press a button, you get the channel? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have that capability of receiving these heavenly knowledges, all of them in one shot. His heart is a huge receiver of all these receivers of the dunya, and the servers of the dunya, and the satellites of the dunya are not like a drop of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam satellite. Of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turbine, of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understanding of these realities. If I'm going to explain these realities, I'm skipping, then might be some people will say, oh, that is not acceptable. We cannot understand it. It's beyond our understanding, like they did to Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He said, I memorized from Prophet two kinds of knowledge. One, I shared it with everyone. The other one, if I share it, they will cut my neck. He received that knowledge from Prophet. But he said, they will kill me if I say it. We keep that, we skip that. He said the second level, which is in the level of Sayyidina Jibreel, in the station of Sayyidina Jibreel, there he was in that level. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, in the hadith, he says, كنت أتدرس القرآن في رمضان مع جبريل. I used to study the Holy Quran in Ramadan with Jibreel. They, like two of them sitting and discussing and reciting and memorizing from Jibreel to Prophet, from Prophet to Jibreel. In that level, where is Jibreel heard that revelation, in that level, Prophet ﷺ was hearing the same what Jibreel heard. Because that is the level of Sayyidina Jibreel, the station of Sayyidina Jibreel, that he was from it receiving revelation. So that situation where Prophet ﷺ reached in Isra and Mi'raj, he was in that station, as Jibreel receiving, he is receiving. Same voice, same hearing. Same understanding. Jibreel alayhi salam is the head of all angels. Means Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Jibreel, if a general has army he knows every one of his army, isn't it? Everyone, and what kind of weapons that soldier is carrying with him. What do you think about Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the head of all angels? He must know every angel and what that angel is doing. Means at that level, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, he knew everything what Jibreel has known. Today you see these, they bring you two remote control, they put them on together and they program each other. This one take whatever this one has, this one take whatever this one has. Subhanallah. Everything nowadays, there is, you can give an example. So in that level, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took everything from Jibreel. And every knowledge of paradise, he knew it. In 1 second, one shot. Not more than 1 second. It was not, no need more than that. As soon as Jibreel said, I cannot go with you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet began to rise up, as soon as he's rising, the third level appeared, station, which was the station, as Grand Sheikh used to call it, station of Khamisul Qur'an. Khamisul Qur'an. The fifth, there is no difference of Qur'an. The Qur'an is Qur'an. But that level is called Khamisul Qur'an. We have the main books, the Psalms, the Torah, the Injil, the Qur'an. Four books, is that? Khamis al-Qur'an means it's the fifth book. It's not a different book from Qur'an, no. It is the Qur'an, but it is the secret of the Qur'an. Allah is giving to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam. He did not give to Jibreel alayhi salam. When the revelation came in the way that Prophet Jibreel gave to Prophet, and what we heard, Sahaba heard, is what Prophet gave them. They didn't heed Jibreel. So what Jibreel gave to Prophet, very higher than that what Prophet gave to Sahaba. But above Sayyidina Jibreel's position, Prophet heard something different. A different voice, a different station, a different divine presence. That is called Khamis al-Quran. Yani Khamis al-Kutub, the fifth of books. And there is no fifth of book, it's the Holy Quran, but Awliyaullah, they describe it as the fifth, is in the meaning that it is the secret of Holy Quran that Mahdi alayhi salam will appear with. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, Akhirul Ummah, Afdalul Ummah, Akhirul Ummah. The last of my nation, which comes before the last days. Akhirul Ummah. The best of my Ummah. Afdalul Ummah. The more perfect of my Ummah. The most honored. Because they are going to get the revelation with its secret from Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam. That did not come before except to the heart of Sahaba what Prophet wanted to give them at that time. When his grandson, Sayyidina al-Mahdi is the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he will be appearing by heavenly support, he will be given these secrets, these realities, that every other knowledge accumulated together, added together, whichever it is in this universe, it's like a drop of that secret of the Holy Quran. He said, at every letter, there will be open 24,000 oceans of knowledge from the Holy Quran. Every letter that is there. There is 300,000 over letters in Holy Quran. It will be on every letter at least 24,000 ocean that of knowledge that you cannot dive in. That ocean has no end. As much as you go in that ocean of knowledge, you keep going. There is no end. Every letter will open at least 24,000 ocean for those who are in the time of Mahdi alayhi salam. That's why awliya Allah always pray, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, give us long life to be in Mahdi alayhi salam time. We'll continue this inshallah next time. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmatul Fatiha.